And welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugian, and this is the show that does more than just bring you the cloud. We're actually going to be talking about big data today, and I got a great guest for you today. I've got Dr. David Watts from Nebula Data Intel, and Dr. Watts is going to give us an idea of how to make money off of big data. You know, we talk about it, and you know, it's something that Jack Ma said on CNBC about 5 or 6 months ago, and he said that big data is going to be a lot like electricity. When electricity came around, people didn't understand the uses for it other than just maybe turning on lights. It wasn't until decades later that we started seeing the digital age come about and the whole idea of using the energy that we were finding through electricity to be able to transform that into ways to make a more productive life other than just washing our clothes came about. And that's really what we're talking about. And that's what big data is right now. Let's give you an example. Take car sales, for example. All right. You know, you really want to know what's going on with car sales. Well, do the analytics on insurance. All right. You know, I mean, the first thing they do when they buy a car is they buy an insurance policy. All right. So if you're counting insurance policies, you inherently know how many new cars are out there. See, that is the way big data is being used. Now, who's using big data? Well, you know, it's big hedge funds. It's small hedge funds. It's big pharma. It's small pharma. It's anybody out there who's trying to find out the analytics and trying to find out who their core customer base really is. That's the way you target your customer base. You know, it's one of those things that nobody really pays attention to until it's absolutely critical. And, you know, one of the things that we're finding, especially with everything at our fingertips these days, is the fact that with big data comes the ability to be able to do all of these analytics with the pushing of a button. You know, folks, it's that easy. You know, you take an algorithm and you slap it on data and you figure out exactly what you want. You know, there are so many algorithms out there. There's one for every company out there. Remember, everybody's got their own proprietary way of being able to find what they want. But big data, folks, is one of the gold mines that's here right now. And we're going to be talking about that with somebody who knows intimately about big data, especially on the medical side, because that is where they excel. We're going to take a couple of minutes, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. David Watts. He is the founder of Nebula Data Intel. Don't go away.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. Again, I've been talking about it. I've been talking about big data now, maybe for the last 3 months. You know, I've been talking about how important it is. I gave you Jack Ma's quote. And more importantly, I've got somebody that's with us right now that's going to get right into the weeds with us. I've got Dr. David Watts. He's the chairman of the board of directors and CEO of Nebula Data Intel. By the way, he's also the president of the board of directors of the American Association for Accreditation of Ambulatory Surgery Facilities, which is probably the backbone of what Nebula does. But Doc, it's a real pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us on CloudSense.
Hey, Jack, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you know, let's do this. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk a little bit about what Nebula is doing, and because I think people are really going to get a kick out of it. How about that?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's incredibly exciting. My background, I'm a practicing double board certified plastic surgeon. I trained down at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, where I was a professor at the time. I then essentially went out into private practice and became associated, as you said, with Quad ASF, which are the four A's for the American Association for the Accreditation of Ambulatory Surgery Centers. I've been with them for approximately about 17 years. And it's a very special organization because we have deeming authority for Medicare, which is CMS, as well as 28 of the states. We also accredit in 16 countries around the world, and we have approximately 3,000 surgical facilities with approximately 10,000 doctors. And that comes back and will play a major part in our discussion as we go forward. I also spoke about a year ago at the United Nations related to medical tourism. So that's pretty much the story. Based off of Quad ASF, we've been collecting data at Quad ASF for approximately 12 years and have collected 21 million cases of outcome data, which is complications. So we've been around for a long time. Quad A has been in existence for 38 years. We're well established. We have staff, a building, and so we're really a well-established entity.
Well, you know, with all of that, though, there is a mountain of data that, I mean, we're talking 12 years. And I would think with all the nuances of IoT and everything else, I mean, you're getting more and more every day, and it's just becoming astronomical. So now you got Nebula Data Intel. Tell us a little bit about that, only because I think what you're doing with data and how you're taking medical data and processing it and forming it into and I don't want to use the word commodity yet, only because I'm going to ask that question later, but it is into a purchasing form. Is it not? Or I don't want to lead you to that, Doc. You tell me a little bit about it.
No, I think you're spot on, Jack, on this, because what needed to happen for this to actually occur with the medical data is that we needed to stop looking at this necessarily as a surgical procedure and start looking at this as a point of transaction, almost like a business transaction. And when we did this, this is when the light bulb came on, and this was really the birth of Nebula Data Intel. And so as we were thinking through this thing, we said, if this is a point of transaction, there are a bunch of data sets that actually occur in an operating room that we never had thought about. So for example, sales or consumption data, Jack, and there's six different essentially data sets that we can collect. So consumption data, what's actually being used in the operating room? It's a ton of supplies every day. What's the actual cost of those supplies? Okay. No one really knows what the real cost of goods are in a surgical procedure. For example, for breast reduction, the real cost is $285.37. But if you ask the average surgeon, they have no idea. Outcome data, which we had been collecting, which are complications, which are incredibly important. The pharmaceutical data, what drugs are being used in the operating room and in recovery room, and then once the patient has been discharged, and it's huge now, especially because with the opioid or narcotic epidemic, the thing of it is that new treatment protocols are coming out with non-narcotics, and no one knows the effects on patients from this. Insurances, obviously, is huge, but the biggest one, I think, is what we call our patient satisfaction data. And this is actually the ability to build a patient profile, which has never been done before for surgical procedures. So what do we mean by that? So if you take a patient that was going to get her knee replaced, and if she's 65, obese, a smoker, and a diabetic, you can say that 20% of these patients will have a reoperation secondary to an infection or a complication. That's huge going forward now, because now you can mitigate your risk by knowing what your costs are going forward. So these six data sets here are spectacular. And the thing, Jack, that makes it even more amazing is that these data sets are coming in real time. And with real time data, as you mentioned, you can now make markets off of this. And this is why I think this is so special.
Well, let's take a step back, Doctor. I'm really curious, only because not being a physician, not being, you know, somebody who's got a medical background, you know, when you look at data and when the medical world looks at data, How are they looking at it? Are they looking at it the way a developer looks at it? Are they coming around, in other words? I mean, having a wife who's a nurse, who's always told me that doctors have a hard time migrating, to the digital age, especially those that are a little older, some that are in my age bracket, for example. But is the medical world starting to embrace data, and are they using it? I guess what is the role of big data in medicine? Is it there? Is it, or are we there yet?
You know, it actually is. And if you look at the medical journals, Jack, and you brought up a great point, medical data is now really the key. And everything that we're doing as far as research, as far as clinical treatments, as far as protocols, systems, algorithms, the thing that everyone wants in medicine now is data-driven decision making. Because before, essentially, it would be anecdotal, going off of what's my gut read? What do I think? Does this feel right? Is this a patient I should operate on? Is this one I shouldn't? Should I, do this kind of procedure? It was always a gut read. The fact of it is that when you practice this way, it's really very subjective. What we wanted to do was to be able to come in, and what's happening in medicine now is that we're taking this data, we're aggregating this data, we're looking at this data, and the next big trend, Jack, I can tell you, is that this data is going to be run through artificial intelligence, and the key will be trends. The trend is your friend. And as we look at these trends as we go forward, this is now going to allow us to pick up things that the average doctor could not, the average university could not. But looking at this as an aggregate with these supercomputers, we are going to be able to pick up specialized things with these patient profiles to determine, yes, that 65-year-old woman who smokes, okay, is going to have this kind of outcome. And now we can adjust our treatment protocols based on that big data. Everything is
I'm
going to
gonna
be big
assume
data.
I am
Go
going to
ahead.
assume that the insurance companies are probably going to be, they're going to be kissing you on both cheeks, all right? Or as we say in Armenian, going to church and lighting a candle on your behalf, because this has got to save them, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, over the course of years, I would think. I mean, look, as somebody who's a novice to this, I'm just looking at it from the inefficiencies of a science that, if it's, and you and I have talked about this offline, if medicine is practiced properly, it's an inefficient business. It really is, because you need to know the patient. You can't put them on on an assembly line. It's very difficult to do that. Yet what you're doing, though, is you're drilling down and you're getting intimate with patients in many ways without them even knowing it, and without having to really spend the time in many cases. Am I right in assuming that?
You are 100%. And really, what we're talking about now with big data, being able to collect this data, because between 60 and 65% of all surgeries are done in an outpatient setting. What we're really talking about here, Jack, is disruption. We are actually going to disrupt the medical field with this big data, the analysis of this big data, and then changing treatment plans and protocols and algorithms for patients. So when you look at this is more than just a business. This is more than just data. This is really a disruptor of an entire field. And since 10% of the GDP is spent on medical care, and as the population continues to age, we are really with a game changer here. It's so significant. I can't even sleep at night. I'm so excited.
Hey, Doc, do you see it trading as a commodity like I do in my mind's eye? Do you see it trading like soybeans? And do you see it trading like crude oil? I mean, of course, it's going to have its own little nuances, but do you see it the way I see it? I mean, because I see everything as a commodity, but is it right to think of what you're doing as something that could be packaged out there and actually traded in an open market?
You know, I actually think, and part of our business plan and part of our model is actually essentially a trading platform. And I can tell you, we're working with an incredible company now called UCX, which is helping to build this out for us. And their platform that we're using is absolutely
Full
spectacular.
disclosure, I'm part of that company, and a good doctor was very, very nice to plug us there. But please keep going. That's great.
Well, I appreciate that, Jack. But I must say, even though you are a part of it, it is a spectacular company and they're doing a phenomenal job. But the thing of it is that this trading platform is actually, as we see it, is a cash market, the spot market, essentially where this data will now be sold. And in my mind, big data is going to be the new commodity, just like you have, the precious metals, like you said, the energy sector, like you have, currencies, all these things that are traded as commodities, which you know far better than I do, and the derivatives based off of this. The bottom line is that data is a thing. And when you have data, which is a thing, then you can make this into a commodity. And the reason why our data will be a commodity is because it's real time and has volatility. And as you know, a thousand times better than I do, with the volatility and the price differentiation coming in on a daily basis, you now can have a cash market, which you can make markets of off of this.
Well, Doc, I'll take it one step further. With AI and everything that is going on in technology, data and the way I see it is the fuel for everything that will be driving everything that we see develop over the course of the next, say, 10 years and even beyond that. But it, to me, it's the power by which everything is driven. And listen, before we go, Doctor, you've got a global view. You're a Renaissance man. And you know what? Do you see anything else out there on the horizon? I mean, you're looking at data, you're looking at medical data. How is it going to change your world ethically, economically? Is it something that you see kind of, and you were talking about disruption. Give us that, that vision, from 30,000 feet.
Sure. And what I think we have here is really a med fin tech company
I
where
like
you have
that.
medicine combined with financial, combined with tech. And now we've talked about the medical piece, we talked about the financial piece, but I think the other big thing, which I think is going to be an incredible breakthrough, is this blockchain technology and smart contracts. To be able to take this medical, protected medical data, bring it in, have it essentially on the blockchain, which is immutable, decentralized. We'll use a permission-based blockchain and now be able to take it. And you were asking me, where do I think this is going? I think you summed it up best, Jack, when you said that this is the fuel for these quant computers, which are coming out in the future. And if you take these quant computers like Watson now for IBM, that can take just an infinitesimal amount of data that we would never have an ability as a human or even a major university, and to be able to analyze this and look for trends. And as you said, the big data is the fuel. Those computers are the Rolls Royce, but without the gas, the Rolls Royce is going nowhere. Big data and being able to collect it, package it, analyze it, and then run it through these quant computers, which will be more and more relevant as we go forward, is actually going to change life as we know it here on this planet.
I'd add something, but that was so good that I think that's exactly where we should end it. Doc, I want to thank you for coming on. In fact, you know what? I want you to promise to come back and give us a bit of an update as to what Nebula is doing and how everything's going. Would you please do that?
Oh, absolutely, Jack. And I always love spending time and speaking with you. Thank you
I
so much for having
appreciate
me
it.
today.
I want to thank Dr. David Watts. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'm Jack Barugin. I'll be talking to you soon.